Unit 12. For a bluer world.
同一片蓝天。
Whether or not.
天气莫测。
New words.
Descend.
Shepherd.
Rainbow.
Halo.
2. Justin knew that there would be a shower today, but he didn't realize it would rain so heavily. Listen and fill in the blanks. Wow, you look like a drowned rat. Didn't you know there's a thunderstorm today?
I knew there would be a shower, but I didn't realize it would rain cats and dogs today.
Since a drought set in, it hadn't rained a drop for months.
I think so too. But didn't it rain last month?
It did rain last month, but the rainfall was only half the monthly average.
Oh, that bad?
That's right. It's really bad. I was just really concerned.
The pastures had become brown even before the summer arrived.
Yeah, and the soil had been baked so hard that the plow couldn't even break the soil.
Looks like it's going to be an ongoing thing that would get worse each day.
Yeah, if it wasn't raining, it would get critical. Wow, you look like a drowned rat. Didn't you know there's a thunderstorm today?
I knew there would be a shower, but I didn't realize it would rain cats and dogs today.
Since a drought set in, it hadn't rained a drop for months.
I think so too. But didn't it rain last month?
It did rain last month, but the rainfall was only half the monthly average.
Oh, that bad?
That's right. It's really bad. I was just really concerned.
The pastures had become brown even before the summer arrived.
Yeah, and the soil had been baked so hard that the plow couldn't even break the soil.
Looks like it's going to be an ongoing thing that would get worse each day.
Yeah, if it wasn't raining, it would get critical.
New words.
Thunderstorm.
Drought.
Rainfall.
Concern.
Pasture.
Plow.
3. Listen to the conversation. Fill in the blanks to complete the notes.
You've got to drink a lot of fluids.
Oh, man. Nobody can stand this kind of scorching heat.
Tell me about it. You can't even stay in the sun for 5 minutes.
You'll be scorched like a shriveled plant.
Or like a shriveled old man.
I like your humor, Smith. Anyway, I guess this afternoon there's nothing we can do but stay home.
I guess so. I don't want to be taken to the hospital for heat exhaustion or sunstroke or something.
You want my advice? Drink a lot of liquids and spare yourself the worst of the heat.
Yeah, you're right. Got to drink a lot of fluids. Do we have any beer?
Yes. Do you want Coors Light or Corona?
Corona, please.
Oh, man, nobody can stand this kind of scorching heat.
Tell me about it. You can't even stay in the sun for 5 minutes.
You'll be scorched like a shriveled plant.
Or like a shriveled old man.
I like your humor, Smith. Anyway, I guess this afternoon there's nothing we can do but stay home.
I guess so. I don't want to be taken to the hospital for heat exhaustion or sunstroke or something.
You want my advice? Drink a lot of liquids and spare yourself the worst of the heat.
Yeah, you're right. Got to drink a lot of fluids. Do we have any beer?
Yes. Do you want Coors Light or Corona?
Corona, please.
New words.
Fluid.
Scorch.
Shrivel.
Exhaustion.
Sunstroke.
Proper nouns.
Coors Light.
Corona.
4. Read the passage. Circle the letters A through D to find out the statement which doesn't explain the rules of the old weather forecasting folklore.
Short-range forecasting by plants and animals. Can animals and plants help predict the weather or other natural events? There's tradition of folklore that says they do. And in some cases, scientists agree. Dogs and cats are notorious for knowing when a tornado or earthquake is imminent. Birds roost early and feed heavily before rain or snow. Plants and certain fungi can accurately forecast the certainty of wet and dry weather. Clovers and tulips all fold their flowers prior to the rain. Rain stars, a type of fungus, opens up prior to a rain and closes in dry weather. Mushrooms abound when the weather is moist, as well as do mosses and seaweeds. In fact, seaweeds exposed on the rocks at low tide seem to swell in the high humidity preceding wet weather. Let's take a look at some very, very old folklore in connection with plants and animals, with short explanations why some of them actually do work. Cats. If cats lick themselves, fair weather. During fair weather, when the relative humidity is low, electrostatic charges, static electricity, can build up on a cat as it touches other objects. Cat hair loses electrons easily, so cats become positively charged. When a cat licks itself, the moisture makes its fur more conductive, so the charge can leak off the cat. In fair weather during high pressure, dry air sinks from above. Relative humidity is low, and cat hair becomes a better insulator. Many cats don't like to be petted during cold winter weather when the humidity is low because sufficient charge builds up to cause small sparks which irritate them and the pet owner. Crickets. Crickets are accurate thermometers. They call faster when warm and slower when cold. They are extremely accurate. Count their calls faster for 14 seconds, then add 40, and you have the temperature in Fahrenheit of wherever the cricket is. Cow. A cow with its tail to the west makes weather the best. A cow with its tail to the east makes weather the least. This New England saying has much truth in it, for an animal grazes with its tail to the wind. This is a natural instinct, so the animal may face and see an invader. And an invader from the opposite side would carry out its scent to the cow, in the wind. In as much as an east wind is a rain wind, and a west wind is a fair wind, the grazing animal's tail becomes a weather sign. Leaves. When leaves show their backs, it will rain. When trees grow, their leaves fall into a pattern according to the prevailing wind. Therefore, when a storm wind occurs, the leaves will be turned backwards and show their light undersides.
New words.
Forecast.
Folklore.
Predict.
Notorious.
Tornado.
Imminent.
Roost.
Clover.
Tulip.
Fungus.
Abound.
Moist.
Moss.
Swell.
Humidity.
Lick.
Electrostatic.
Positively.
Conductive.
Leak.
Insulator.
Pet.
Spark.
Irritate.
Cricket.
Thermometer.
Graze.
Instinct.
Scent.
Prevailing.
Underside.
Proper noun.
Fahrenheit.
Environmental friendliness.
善待环境.
1. Listen to Rebecca and her guest talking on the environmental program. Fill in the blanks to complete the notes. Recycling supermarket packaging.
Hello, you're listening to Environmental Program. Today, we have Ben Bradshaw, Environment Minister, with us. Quite often, we get more than just a few plastic bags when we go shopping. We also get lots of packaging that we throw away when we get home. So, what are other countries doing to help reduce such waste?
In some other countries, people pay as you throw, if you like. You pay for the amount of non-recyclable waste you produce, and that has been shown to increase recycling and decrease the overall amount of waste arising.
There are three things we can do to help the shops become more responsible about waste packaging. What are those three things?
Well, firstly, they have a perfect right to complain if they think something is overpackaged. Secondly, they're perfectly entitled to leave the packaging for the supermarket rather than for them to have to deal with. And thirdly, if it's really outrageously overpackaged, you can complain to your local trading standards office and cases can be taken out against overpackaging.
Is there a recycling program where we live? Well, I'll leave you with that thought until next time. But that's all for today's program. Goodbye! Hello! You're listening to Environmental Program. Today, we have Ben Bradshaw, Environment Minister, with us. Quite often, we get more than just a few plastic bags when we go shopping. We also get lots of packaging that we throw away when we get home. So, what are other countries doing to help reduce such waste?
In some other countries, people pay as you throw, if you like. You pay for the amount of non-recyclable waste you produce, and that has been shown to increase recycling and decrease the overall amount of waste arising.
There are three things we can do to help the shops become more responsible about waste packaging. What are those three things?
Well, firstly, they have a perfect right to complain if they think something is overpackaged. Secondly, they're perfectly entitled to leave the packaging for the supermarket rather than for them to have to deal with. And thirdly, if it's really outrageously overpackaged, you can complain to your local trading standards office and cases can be taken out against overpackaging.
Is there a recycling program where we live? Well, I'll leave you with that thought until next time. But that's all for today's program. Goodbye!
New words.
Minister.
Entitle.
Outrageously.
Proper noun.
Environment Minister. 2. Listen to Professor John Lee's lecture. Circle the appropriate letters A through D to answer the questions.
Welcome. In yesterday's class, I talked about how the Earth and Moon were made out of the same ball of molten mass. I also talked about how the Earth eventually cooled down and how its surface features formed. And just before the end of class, we looked at how all the continents were combined into one gigantic continent called Pangaea. Now, to continue from where we left off, we know for certain that this massive continent did not last forever. According to current theories regarding continental drift, this huge landmass probably began to break into the continents we see today about 200 million years ago. It is likely, by the way, that the Atlantic did not form immediately after Pangaea's breakup. Right now, I want to show you a short video about Pangaea. After that, I'll talk about the oceans. Welcome. In yesterday's class, I talked about how the Earth and Moon were made out of the same ball of molten mass. I also talked about how the Earth eventually cooled down and how its surface features formed. And just before the end of class, we looked at how all the continents were combined into one gigantic continent called Pangaea. Now, to continue from where we left off, we know for certain that this massive continent did not last forever. According to current theories regarding continental drift, this huge landmass probably began to break into the continents we see today about 200 million years ago. It is likely, by the way, that the Atlantic did not form immediately after Pangaea's breakup. Right now, I want to show you a short video about Pangaea. After that, I'll talk about the oceans.
New words.
Geology.
Molten.
Gigantic.
Massive.
Proper noun.
Pangaea.
3. Read the passage. Circle the appropriate letters A through D to answer the questions.
Changes in atmosphere and climate. The Meteorological Society is pleased to welcome you to this monthly meeting. Our topic this evening will be changes in atmosphere and climate. In particular, we will be talking about a marked increase in carbon dioxide level of our atmosphere, and the fact that one surprising consequence of this is an increase in tree fertilization at certain altitude. We've been warned by scientists in recent years that our burning of coal and oil or fossil fuels is increasing the carbon dioxide level in the air. This increase in carbon dioxide might cause long-term climatic changes and may prove harmful to us in various ways. On the other hand, some researchers are suggesting that the increased level of carbon dioxide may have an unexpected benefit, namely a fertilization effect. Specialists who wish to determine the rate of tree growth by examining tree rings in certain areas of the United States have found that at high elevations, the growth rate of trees has accelerated sharply since 1960. Based on climatic records for these sites, warmer summers and increasing rainfalls have been reasoned out as causes for this rapid growth. The only other explanation seems to be the rising carbon dioxide level in the atmosphere. We will now be divided into small groups for further discussion of this subject.
New words.
Fossil.
Carbon.
Dioxide.
Climactic.
Fertilization.
Meteorological.
Consequence.
Altitude.
Elevation.
Accelerate.
Reason. 5. Read the passage. Decide whether the statements are true, T, or false, F. Make changes to those false statements.
Rainforest dwellers get the road runs. It's no surprise that roads through rainforests are bad news for the trees. Deforestation often follows infrastructure. They could also be bad for people, though. A study from the thinning jungle of northern Ecuador suggests that where roads go, disease follows, in a way that echoes the spread of disease in the New World brought by 15th century European colonizers. Joseph Eisenberg of the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, and colleagues visited 21 villages situated at varying distances from newly built asphalt highway. Their aim was to test the effect roads had on spreading severe and sometimes deadly diarrhea. Villagers closest to the road were 8.4 times as likely to come down with an upset stomach as those who lived furthest away. The combined risk of diarrhea was about 3 times as high for people living near the road. Karen Levy of the University of California, Berkeley, a co-author on the study, believes this is because new roads open up tightly knit communities to the outside world. Closer to the road, people come and go a lot more, and they don't care as much about what village they are in, she says. In Africa, there is evidence that dengue fever and malaria increase as a result of deforestation, she adds.
New words.
Rainforest.
Severe.
Diarrhea.
Colonizer.
Deforestation.
Echo.
Asphalt.
Deadly.
Co-author.
Dengue.
Malaria.
Proper nouns.
Ecuador.
The New World.
Michigan.
Pronunciation, stress, and intonation. Read aloud. Be aware of the stressed functional words in the sentences. Stressed functional words. 2.
1. When prepositions occur in the initial or the ending positions of sentences, they are stressed.
She took out an evening gown from the wardrobe.
From the wardrobe, she took out an evening gown.
He found a letter in the box.
In the box, he found a letter.
He is the person I talked with.
He talked with the person.
2. When subordinating words occur in the initial position of sentences, they are stressed.
When his waitress arrives, he orders elephant burger on rye.
He orders elephant burger on rye when his waitress arrives.
If you wish, I'll visit you.
I'll visit you if you wish.
When he comes, I'll tell him.
I'll tell him when he comes.
3. When personal pronouns denote emphasis, they are stressed.
I wouldn't believe it myself.
He couldn't come himself.
We ourselves will help each other.
He hid himself in the lounge.